St. John of the Cross has a beautiful quote that I believe fits this Sunday's liturgy very well. The quote says, "In the evening of life, we will be judged on love alone. In the evening of life, we will be judged on love alone." It is remarkable to think that even the greatest of deeds, even the most excelling of them all, when done without love, count as nothing at the end. It is love alone that will save us. Love alone. Indeed, love we must, especially the most vulnerable in our world. I think, for instance, of the unborn, the poor, the marginalized. How do we treat them? How do we protect them? How do we show them care and love? The Lord is very passionate about them, to the point that he says to Israel and to us as well, "If ever you wrong them and they cry out to me, I will surely hear their cry." How is it then that thousands and thousands of years after the Lord spoke these words to Israel, we still encounter cases of injustice committed against the most vulnerable? Does society listen? Does society really care? Do we really care? In order that the Lord's words matter to the world and to us, the world and ourselves must come to love the Lord first. This is a basic fact in life. Those we love, when they speak, we pay attention and listen to. As it is written in the gospel, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Now, how can we grow in love for the Lord? My invitation or proposal this morning is that we can learn to love more by paying attention to details. Love, in fact, is in the details, someone said. And the Lord God certainly cares about those. He said to Israel, "If you take your neighbor's cloak as a pledge, you shall return it to him before sunset. For this cloak of his is the only covering he has for his body. What else has he to sleep in?" God's love for us gets to that level of detail, to the point of caring if we have something warm to sleep in or not. This week, perhaps, we can be a bit more intentional about those details to show our love, first for God and then others. Maybe in regards to God, we might think of placing an image of the Lord in a place where we spend a lot of time. Or maybe we can finally give up that habit that I know is not doing any good to my relationship with the Lord. Now, in terms of love of neighbor, St. Therese, the Little Flower, has a quote that teaches to love others in the little details of life. She says, "Miss no single opportunity of making some small sacrifice. Here by a smiling look, there by a kindly word, always doing the smallest right and doing it all for love." Now, I hope I'm not painting too rosy of a picture here. Our salvation is what's at stake when we talk about love of God and love of neighbor. Once again, as St. John of the Cross says, in the evening of life, we will be judged on love alone. And my duty as a priest is to work for the salvation of souls, and this is why I must preach love. Since there is no other way to perfection. May these words from the Lord, the following words from the Lord, stay with us and accompany us throughout this week. For this cloak of his is the only covering he has for his body. What else has he to sleep in? If he cries out to me, I will hear him, for I am compassionate.